Yep. You already know what time it is, man. It's your girl POC. We back live 900 AM WRD 96.1 Word Radio each and every Friday, bringing you that greener, safer Philadelphia conversation. Like I always say, I don't want to waste no time. I want to jump right into our amazing conversation. We got the one and only attorney and host Michael Cord on the line with us right now, and we're talking about PPA, right? PPA. I feel like PPA has exploited so many communities, so many neighborhoods, so many blocks here in the city of Philadelphia, and I feel like that is a space where we can like interconnect, social justice, where we can interconnect public safety. What does that actually mean? So, of course, I wanted to bring the one and only Michael Cord on EcoWord so we can talk about it and have this conversation. Good morning, Michael. Please introduce yourself. I know they already know who you is, but please introduce yourself and let the people know exactly who you're listening to.
Well, first of all, POC, thank you for having me on this beautiful Friday. And the best
the
way
first Friday of the month, too, right?
No
First,
doubt, no
yeah,
doubt.
August.
Absolutely, and I love it. And I guess the best way to describe myself is that
Black August.
I'm the angriest black man in America. I say that and I just move on.
For sure. Last time we had you on, we were actually talking about what was going down on Fifth Street in Philadelphia with the removal of the slavery memorials, I would definitely say. And that has actually happened, since the last time we spoke. Talk to me a little bit about where that is before we get into our conversation today.
No doubt, and the key phrase there, POC, is a little bit.
Yeah.
Bottom line is, we won in federal district court with a Republican-appointed judge. Trump appealed to the Third Circuit. They ruled against us. But people need to know, and that's why I'm so glad you brought it up, people need to know the case is still alive. Maybe not as well as we would want it to be, but it's still alive, and we have many options available. So the fight to save the President's House slash slavery memorial at 6th and Market is still alive. Just 2 days ago, the
Yeah.
city filed something we joined in. So bottom line, we're still engaged in the fight to save the site in the same way that Trump took it down and put up some BS. We can take the BS down and put the real
Yeah.
history. So the
Yep.
public needs to know the fight is still on.
And do you know exactly where they're storing it at this time to make sure it's preserved?
Great question in terms of exactly. We can't say exactly, but we think we know. The last time we got a chance to see all 34, they were on the grounds of the National Constitution Center at Fifth and Arch.
Okay.
We believe they're still there,
Okay.
but with Trump, they can be an incinerator somewhere.
Don't want me to get started on that incinerator conversation.
Yes,
Don't.
that's a whole nother conversation. I'd love to come back and talk to you about that because. The idea of dumping dirt on poor, dumping burned dirt on poor black people is just obscene.
Yeah.
Obscene. We expect Republican conservatives in wealthy communities to dump that trash on us, but black folks, especially poor black folks, can't do it to each
Each
other.
other. Yes. Totally agree. But I would love to have you on to talk a little bit more about
Yes.
that. Because I would love to expand on that. Because when it comes down to Chester, I feel like we just undermine them in so many different ways, right? And to be in a space where we can make big decisions, game time decisions, and we still go the opposite direction, just shows a little bit about our character.
You hit it right ahead. We elect black people to stop this kind of
Yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Otherwise, just let the white boys continue to do what they've been doing.
Yeah. But we got
Anyway, you got me all riled up and fired up. Let me calm down and take a breath.
Okay, but I think I'm about to get you riled up again because we're here to talk about PPA. You know how people get when we talk about parking authority, Philadelphia Parking Authority. So talk to me a little bit about what inspired you to actually start this campaign. Why are you spearheading it? And where did it come from?
To whom much is given, much is required. I was blessed to go to a great school, great schools, get a great education, do all that kind of stuff, and now I'm positioned to do the right thing. I want to start out by saying that it's rare in America, rare in Pennsylvania, rare in Philadelphia, where everybody comes together. This is
Yeah.
literally intersectionality in action. You
Yes.
talk about regardless of race, creed, color, religion, neighborhood, income, politics. I'm talking about Republican conservatives and liberal Democrats. Everybody in between hate the Philadelphia Parking Authority.
Target
POC, you would
30.
never hear me quote Frank Rizzo, but I'm going to quote Frank Rizzo right here. In 1971, when this racist guy was police commissioner and running for mayor, part of his campaign platform was, if you elect me, I'm going to break the effing pencils of the PPA. That's what he said. And so here I am now, what, 50 years later, quoting Frank Rizzo. But that speaks to what we're talking about. A Frank Rizzo and the angriest black man in America coming together on an issue. That's exactly what we're doing. So I'm doing it because I'm in a position to do it. And I really believe to whom much is given, much is required. Very quickly, before I go straight back to your question, in regard to, for example, the red light cameras, that's a $100 fine. Well, in order for you to appeal that, you have to go to City Hall. POC, that's $216.
Yeah.
Who's going to pay $216 to file an appeal of a $100 ticket?
And you don't get it back.
And you don't get it back. Mm-hmm. Only lawyers and other people with resources can do that. That's why it's a classist thing. And when I say classist, I mean unfair to black people.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to pay to get justice. So I'm doing it because I can. I'm doing it also, POC, because I hate bullies.
Yeah.
And the Philadelphia Parking Authority is the number one bully. Mm-hmm. I call them the municipal mafia. I call them highway robbers.
Yes.
I call them even better, street thugs.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they are.
So legal.
I'm in a position to meet the schoolyard bully after school at 3 o'clock, punch him in the nose and take his lunch money.
Yes.
That's what I'm here to do.
And when you appeal, you're not necessarily even appealing with Philadelphia Parking Authority. They have a third party entity that actually is taking the money, taking the funds and actually taking, you know, your appeal at the same time. So it's like they're working internally, I'm saying, with each other. And then that's why you're at City Hall trying to make the appeal.
I'm so glad you put it that way, because the so-called appellate process is weird and convoluted. In a criminal case, for example, I go to trial in common police court, I'm found guilty, I then file my appeal. If I'm indigent or poor, that's all free.
Yeah.
I then go to the Pennsylvania Superior Court, lose there, I can go to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. But with the parking authority, it's almost like the fox guarding the hen house.
Yeah.
In no legal proceeding do you have the arbiter and the beneficiary as the same entity.
Yeah.
It's like a judge in a civil lawsuit would get the money from the lawsuit. No, the judge can't get the money, but that's what happens with the parking authority. They have their own hearing officer who serves as the judge. They're never going to rule in my favor. And then it gets even worse, POC, because after they rule against me, unlike in the criminal process, they give you a sheet of instructions to tell you what the next step is for the appeal.
Yeah.
They don't tell you what to do. So you have to be an attorney to know that you got to go to City Hall, you got to go to the appeals office, you got to have $216, and you got to do all this within 30 days.
Yeah.
It's an outrageous thing, and I'm here, POC, to destroy it and take no prisoners.
And another thing, too, you know, going back to just, you know, when I say exploiting black and brown communities, a lot of us are behind on our mail, especially with the US Postal Service right now. They're admitting to being behind and they're sending out these fines through Postal Service, you know, through the Postal Service. And then they're expecting us to be able to jump on it. By the time we get it, we're already at 28 days. Let's just give it leniency. Like maybe we're at 20 days or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to come up with this money this fast in order to process this paperwork.
You hit it on the head, because you have 30 days from the time you get your, supposedly 30 days from the time they notify you the violation to ask for a hearing.
Yeah.
But you don't get it the same day they issue it.
Yeah.
Like you say, it can be sitting around an office for 6 days, in the mailbox for 4 days, in the postal service for 10 days. By the time you get it, you got 6 days left.
Yeah.
Now you got to wait for your next week's paycheck to pay the $100.
Mm-hmm.
So more than being racist, it's clearly classist.
Yeah.
The system is designed against black people. And even if you look at it individually, when I travel through North Philly, I see boots on almost every other block.
Yeah.
But when I'm in Chestnut Hill, I don't see it. Are you telling me they don't get tickets in Chestnut Hill? Why are you targeting North Philly, South Philly, Germantown?
West Philly, for sure.
At West Philly, absolutely. So again, I'm here to fight it, and we'll get into the nitty gritty, but I already beat them on the first level in City Hall, and now we're in the appellate court. So I went to that bootleg kangaroo court hearing system that the PPA has, And POC, I'm making my arguments based on the Constitution, based on federal law, based on state law, based on the city code. The hearing officer gave me the deer in the headlights look, had no idea what I was talking about, found me liable. I then paid the $216, appealed in City Hall. About a month later, I get a real hearing in a real court with a real judge and the attorney for the parking authority, and won.
Of
what
course.
Does that tell you? And yeah. Now the parking authority is so afraid that I won in City Hall Court of Common Pleas, they appeal to the Commonwealth Court. And the reason why they're concerned is not about Michael Cord's individual victory, but they know I'm coming for them.
Yeah.
I'm asking that everybody who paid $100 get their money back. That's millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Get the $100 back or the $217 back?
Well, most people don't get as far as the 217 because they don't appeal.
Oh, yeah.
But they do
That's
go real. To that first hearing, found liable, and pay the $100, or they're so intimidated, they don't even go to the hearing.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just pay the $100.
Yeah.
I'm saying, based on the fact that this system, from a legal standpoint, is unfair, fraudulent, and corrupt, everybody got to get their $100 back.
Yeah, and what do you think about the collaboration with SEPTA and mm-hmm. Philadelphia Parking Authority? I think that's also another way of exploiting people. You got to remember, a lot of these blocks are ducky blocks. They're tight. So
yes.
It's hard to find parking. So you do sometimes pull over, especially when it's like Amazon trucks,
yes.
You got, you know, different delivery trucks going, we got bus lanes, all of these things. So the fact that, you know, you are now being exploited in a way in which, like, you can get a bus camera ticket.
It's incredible. They're finding more and more ways of targeting and victimizing and exploiting poor people.
Mm-hmm.
If you go downtown, for example, to spend an hour in a Center City parking garage, that could be $25, $30 or more.
I've spent $60 in a parking garage for 2 hours.
Great point. Now, who has $60? You're running downtown or wherever to pay your PICO bill or your water bill, and you really don't have the money to pay that. You can't afford to pay $56 for parking. You park here because you're going to be there for 15 minutes, run in, pay that gas bill, electric bill, run out, and now you got a ticket. Not so much by the parking authority, but the collaboration, or better stated, the conspiracy with the parking authority.
Yeah.
The POC, if that's the problem, and it is the whole structure, I got the solution.
Yeah, I feel that. And again, for those who tune in, you're listening to the one and only attorney and host, Word host, Michael Cord. We're talking about the Philadelphia Parking Authority and how it always, you know, it's just continuously been a burden on Black and brown communities here in the city of Philadelphia. But at the same time, we have to deal with so much infrastructure problems, right? We're pouring into Philadelphia Parking Authority, you know, without our choice at this point, but we're not seeing any different infrastructure happening in the city of Philadelphia. What's your thoughts on that?
I wanted to get to that, so I'm so glad you brought that up. Let me start at the beginning. The Philadelphia Parking Authority was established way back in 1950.
Mm-hmm.
And from 1950 up until 2002, it was pretty much a city control entity. But because of the outrageous corruption, the state took it over. Without getting too convoluted, something called Act 22 of 2001. It's the same unfair, fraudulent, and corrupt system, but as of 2001, the state has it, not the city.
Yeah.
And the agreement is that, okay, we'll generate all this income, we'll spread it around the 67 counties, but we'll give a bulk of it to the city of Philadelphia. That money is supposed to go to schools.
Yeah.
That money is supposed to go to roads and potholes.
Yeah.
But you don't see any improvement in the schools. You don't see any improvement on the roads. And to make matters worse, here are the numbers. The parking authority gets $75 million a year in the parking tickets. The parking authority gets $25 million a year in red light camera violations. The parking authority gets $25 million a year in speed camera violations. That's $125 million a year, and the schools are still horrible.
Schools are closing.
But the PPA officials are making $200,000.
Yes, the board, right? We're going to get into the board right after this break. I don't want to get you started. We got to go to a quick commercial break. Right after this quick commercial break, you hear more from the one and only Michael Cord. It's your girl, POC. We'll be right back. Stay locked. Eco Word.